In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
All right, hour number three, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie, we're getting John Zmierich rounded up from stream.org, and it's still snowing.
It is still snowing.
But it's light outside still.
Why is that?
Because the days are getting a little longer light-wise, which is a great thing. I love it.
Yeah, I do love it, too.
The more the merrier for me. I love the sunlight, so the more the merrier. John Zmierich, welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
We are doing very well tonight, and a little snowy here in Denver, but that's okay. We need the moisture. We'll take it.
Okay, good.
All right, talk to us about Stream. What's going on? What's your latest article?
It's a piece called "The Woke Cult is a Joke. Mock it, and it's priests of Baal." You know the part in the book of Isaiah where the priest of Baal attempts a miracle?
The altar?
And
altars,
yeah, exactly.
Plural.
Right, and he mocks them because they're worshiping something made by human hands instead of the real God.
My favorite part of that whole passage, John, is where he says, maybe you should yell a little louder. Maybe they're sleeping.
That should be our attitude toward the new established religion that we face from the left, which is secular, quasi-Marxist anti-racism. Anti-racism is the new religion, and it doesn't have that much to do with actual equality or with real racial bias or prejudice. It's a whole different thing that these people have cooked up.
I would go as far as to say, and I think, John, you and Andy both would agree with me, I think it actually conjures up just the opposite of what they claim. I say claim because I really don't think that's their end goal, but it really conjures up just the opposite of what they claim to be doing.
Yeah, they want reverse racism. They want not all white people to be victims of bias. They want to actually pick and choose
right. So
that if you're a member of cultural elites, if you're a member of their political faction, you're exempt from the general condemnation of this ethnic group. What inspired this, I was reading about this woke movement, and there was a great piece at Spike. If you don't read Spike, you should. It's a British online journal. And the latest thing on the left is for white liberals to condemn black or Hispanic or Asian conservatives to say that they are white racists, even though they're not white themselves. So get this, the liberal condemns blacks and Hispanics who have different politics from them that maybe supported Trump, and the white liberal accuses them of being engaged in white racism. And they call it multiracial whiteness. Multiracial whiteness, that is, political views that they disapprove of, that they want to smear. They want to accuse them, the views, of being evil. And their whole model of good and evil is based entirely on white racism as the ultimate evil. Not Nazism, not totalitarianism, not just selfishness or cruelty. No. It's all about what happened in the 1950s in the American South. It's really bizarre. It's the silliest, most incoherent cult I've ever seen. But just because it's incoherent, that doesn't mean it's not powerful. Nazism was totally incoherent. That didn't matter. Just because you could beat somebody's arguments and show them looking ridiculous doesn't mean they're not powerful, because political movements rest on emotion and a perception of power.
Hey,
so most people, if they see a herd, they'll just join the herd and follow it.
Hey, John, can I ask you a question here? Now, I'm just speaking out of my multi-gender maleness, so I hope that doesn't offend you. But you know, hasn't every racist or racist group throughout all time picked and chose which kind of racism is okay?
Well, that's true. That's true, because it's an ideology. It's just a way to select who's in power and who's not. And in the Jim Crow South, the law didn't apply to powerful white people, and they would go beyond the law to punish uppity black people and white people who didn't agree with their politics. And that's exactly what's done in America now. If you want to riot on behalf of George Floyd, you can burn down a city, and Democrats will applaud you. World corporations will give hundreds of millions of dollars to your organization, Black Lives Matter. But if you want to defend your home against looters like the McCluskeys, or your neighbors like Kyle Rittenhouse, or your business like Jake Gardner, they're going to try to destroy you. They'll try to kill you, and if they can't kill you, they'll try to put you in prison for life. And that kind of dual system of laws, where one privileged group gets to flout the law, and the law gets abused and expanded and lawlessly applied to punish the others, well, it's no different when white racists did it in Jim Crow America than when leftists do it here in America now.
So what you mean? So you mean like impeachment hearings for a president that's no longer president?
Yeah, and treating one rally that got a little bit too raucous, like the Capitol, treating that like an attempt to overthrow the government. But the other side, when Antifa tried to burn down courthouses and blind federal marshals using lasers,
Or taking over police stations and locking them in from the outside, John.
Or taking over several city blocks.
Right, and occupying it for months.
Right. But President Trump is guilty of sedition because he called for a peaceful rally. If we let them get away with this big lie, if we let them turn the Capitol riot into the Reichstag fire, we really could lose everything in America.
Hey, John, on the one hand, you're right. This can get worse and worse, and it can be very dangerous, like in Nazi Germany. On the other hand, do you also see the possibility of woke fatigue? It just seems that there are a lot of people who are just becoming fatigued of being preached at night and day by the woke cult.
Well, that's right, because it's a parody of Christianity. It's sin without forgiveness. It's the cross without resurrection. It's guilt without redemption.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Condemnation without grace. So it will burn itself out, but you know, the Khmer Rouge burned themselves out, and they burned about a million people with them in the process. We have to expedite the process, and what I say we should do is by mocking it. Call anything that makes you unhappy racist. Like, this soup is racist in the sense that it has too much salt. This weather is really racist. You know, I don't like the cold.
It has white salt.
You misuse that word and mock it until it's as worthless as the currency in Weimar Germany.
Great point. John, as always, good stuff. Stream.org. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. Very much. We really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Flesh and Beck is next. Hey, if you're out driving around right now, and yes, you've had an accident, take your vehicle to a good shop to get fixed. We'll talk about them in a moment. But in the meantime, also, call Kevin, and I will tell you, get him engaged sooner rather than later when it comes to your insurance claim and making sure you're made whole again. Call Kevin, 303-806-8886, or at fleshlawfirm.com. That's online, fleshlawfirm.com.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney. Distracted driving isn't worth the risk. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has nearly 25 years of experience helping juries understand the true impact of an injury. He knows how to paint the picture in a juror's mind, equipping them to empathize with his client. Take the woman who recently spent 10 months in the hospital, unable to see her family the entire time. The value of her case goes way beyond hospital bills because she will never get back that precious time with her grandchildren. You know the statistics. Driving 60 miles an hour, you travel 88 feet per second. It takes you a second and a half to react, which means you've gone about 40 yards, almost half a football field, before you could even start to respond. Then you factor in how quickly your vehicle can stop. Kevin Flesh does his job well, but no amount of money can recover 100% of what you lose. So put your phone away and drive.
Gino's Auto Service, folks, is next. Nothing worse than going out to the vehicle, especially on a night like tonight and when it's going to be as cold as it is tonight into the morning, and not having your vehicle start. The best way to avoid that is Gino's Auto Service. How? They do an inspection on your vehicle, make sure that everything is as it needs to be. And by the way, they do that every time your vehicle comes in, not to sell you things you don't need, but to make sure your vehicle's running and working so you don't have that happen, as I just mentioned. It's Gino's with a J, ginosautoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Gino's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Gino's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Gino's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Gino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush and Andy Pate. John, I want to ask you something about Christians.
Okay.
You know, John was just talking about, you know, the Bible,
right?
Isaiah,
right,
and the mockery. There are two things I really hear from Christians a lot online and elsewhere, and they try to, or from leftists who are trying to silence Christians. They say we can't mock and we can't call names, can't name call. Okay, what did we just see happening in Isaiah?
He was making fun of the Baal prophets.
Mockery. It was pure.
It was hilarious, by the way.
It was,
if you never read that chapter in the Bible, go, or that story in the Bible, go read it. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe your gods can't hear you. You should
maybe
be
they're asleep.
Maybe they're asleep.
It's hilarious.
It's total mockery.
Oh, and he makes fun of them. It's
what
hilarious.
What Isaiah was doing was exactly what you would see on a blog.
Right.
He was blogging out loud. And the other thing, you know, you can't name call, really. Jesus called people brood of vipers, you whitewashed tombs. In other words, you're dead inside with whitewash on the outside to make you look good. Folks, these rules that we Christians tend to throw around don't exist.
No, they don't.
They don't. And the scriptures they use to try to justify those are frankly taken out of context. But I just wanted to throw that out really quick before we move on. You know, we handcuff ourselves all the time, and then we let the left handcuff us.
Let me read this, too.
It doesn't work.
The exact wording in scripture, by the way.
Oh, is this Isaiah?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear this.
At noon, Elijah began to taunt them, much like Andy just said.
Taunt!
Shout louder, he said. Surely he's a god. Perhaps he's in deep in thought, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he's sleeping and must be awakened. So they shouted louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed. Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying until the time for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention.
Right. You see, they were something we call morons.
A good one, Andy.
They were morons, and he was making fun of the morons.
Good one.
Folks, you can do that. Yes, there are lines you shouldn't cross. We could talk about that another time. I just want us to understand, okay, to be a Christian doesn't just mean innocent as a dove. It also means wise as a serpent. You can also have an edge. It's okay. Be yourself.
You know, and the only thing I would just add to what Andy said is, it has to be truthful, of course, but when you know the facts, and you know those facts are correct, and you know the other side is not, You can call them out on that. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think that's one of the things that churches in general, we've lost that, Andy. We've just totally blew it in that area.
Oh, yes. I agree. We absolutely handcuff ourselves. We either don't know the truth very well, we don't know our stuff, and so we go into discussions not ready. Or even if we do, we think we need to play by some ludicrous set of rules that don't exist while the other side is bashing away.
Yeah, now, in response to the story of Elijah, what he did to even show those guys up is he had them arrange 12 stones, prepared an altar, basically, you know, cut a moat around the altar where they came and continued to bring water after water after water after water to where this thing was drenched, soaking wet.
Soak it good.
You wouldn't think this thing would have lit if your life depended on it, and his did, actually. But he, one simple prayer, lightning comes down. I don't know exactly what it was, but basically the altar burns
fire
up, consumes everything. In fact, even the water around the moat was gone completely.
Yeah.
Disintegrated.
Why? Because he worshiped the true God.
And he was right. That's the point.
Yeah, they worship, you know, stone.
The point was Elijah knew he was right. He knew he could mock and get by with it because he knew what his God would do compared to the quote-unquote gods of Baal. And the reality is he was right at the end of the day.
He was.
And my point is, if you're right, there's nothing wrong with telling the other side they're wrong.
Yeah, and you know, let me throw out another thing here. It's okay when people come at you and you're throwing out all these facts and figures and you're saying, look, this and this and this is true, okay? They'll throw at you, you're opinionated.
Have your facts ready.
Yeah. Well, let me.
That's all.
Let me clear this up for everybody. Every single person is opinionated because every single person believes that all of their opinions are true. No one has ever held an opinion they disagreed with, John. So you're putting out your opinion. Well, that's just your opinion. Yes. And you think you're right. Why would I put out an opinion I thought was wrong? Of course I think I'm right. And so do you. So does everybody.
Case in point. I have an article here from weather.com.
Okay.
Which most people go to weather.com, look up the forecast and so on, and they think, hey, these guys got it. They got it together. They know what's going on.
They're perfect.
Or do they? Article reads, headline reads, more than 260 airports at risk of getting submerged due to sea level rising, coastal flooding study says. Folks, that's the biggest bunch of nonsense I've ever heard in my entire life. A, it's not true. B, there's no facts to back that up.
None.
I looked up a study because I, you know, to me it's always fascinating when these people talk about sea levels rising, and I know for a fact, and I know this is an exact comparison because there's glaciers that are on land that slide into the water, and I understand all that. But by and large, most of the ice they're talking about melting is not on land. It sits in water. And we all know that ice displaces the same amount of water that it holds. So the reality is if it melts, nothing changes. The only time we would get any kind of a sea level rise is if we had all sorts of land mass ice, if you would, fall into the ocean. And frankly, that's not going to happen. So, I looked up a study that probably some greenie actually did that said, even if what I just said happened, long shot, but even if it did, this, by the way, is coming from the National Snow and Ice Data Center. Snow and Ice Data Center, get it? They kind of know their stuff.
Right.
And they basically talk about the melting of floating ice, raising sea levels, and so on. And even they agree with everything I just said, although they're a little more pessimistic than I. But even they talk about how if things get really as bad as some say, the most seawater would rise is 1.5 inches. Not a foot. 1.5 inches. Now, I've been to the ocean a lot, Andy. I know you probably have as well. Charlie, you have as well. Tell me on any of the coastlines you've been on that you would even know how to measure an inch and a half rise.
John, not only would I know, but this is why I have never built an airport within 1.5 inches of the of the coast.
I don't think anybody else has either.
I'm just saying. I mean, I like to be safe.
This stuff is just, the more I read this stuff, I just think to myself, who believes this crap?
Well, what really blows my mind, John, is our entire energy policy right now
is built on this.
Is completely being driven by people who believe in models that have never proven true.
Right.
These are models that have been put out 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago. Well, not 30, but 10 or 20 years ago, none of them have come true. Every single prediction they put out, false.
Yep.
Every single one. Well, those people now run our entire energy policy.
And it's these types of articles that those folks Andy is talking about are reading to justify their actions.
Right.
And just as a side note, I guarantee you the majority of those people aren't even reading this article in its entirety. They're just reading the headline.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
They're not reading the data behind
this. They see the headline and they think somewhere out there, there are airports in danger of being submerged.
260 of them. I mean, these are the kind of people that will listen to a Greta Thunberg and think she's, you know, God incarnate.
Greta Thunberg, who has never once debated one single person on the other side.
Nor can she.
Ever.
She has nothing to stand on.
No.
She's a
walking poster.
She's a puppet teenager doing what her parents have taught her to do.
Yeah.
That alone.
It's incredible.
So, Andy, answer me this real quick before we go to break. Why is it okay for the left to mock us, but we can't mock them?
Oh, because that would be mean.
So?
We have to be good. We have to be above. Oh, yeah. Don't go down to their level.
I thought we were in a war.
I know.
So when is being nice to the enemy what you do in war? I thought in war you're out to win. You're out to defeat the other side. Are you not? You use every tactic possible to defeat the enemy. Am I right or wrong?
John, I mock the daylights out of them.
So do I.
So you are right.
I come on air all the time and do it. It doesn't bother me a bit.
No. I do it. I enjoy it. It's right to do. They deserve it. And let me tell you something. I'm sorry. Was that Jeremiah? I forget.
Oh, Elijah.
No, Elijah. I always mix those two up. Elijah enjoyed what he did there. Okay, I'm going to tell you.
It.
I know it doesn't say that in the text, but I'm just going to take a little bit of license here, folks. He enjoyed every minute of it.
He most certainly did. And by the way, even though Jesus, a lot of you say, well, did Jesus, you know, mock anyone? I would argue and say, yes, he did. Now, he had a tendency to mock those that were in the religious sect more than anyone else. But yeah, he did his fair share of mocking.
Oh, yes. With the Pharisees?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
And once again, brood of vipers, whitewashed tombs. You're not just telling them you're bad people. You are people who do bad. You are using colorful language to depict them as horrible.
And by the way, he also used sarcasm and other things to make points.
Yes.
So, folks, those of you that think, you know, Jesus was some goody two-shoes, he was perfect, but he knew how to get his point across, which tells you that you can use sarcasm and do the things we're talking about and not sin, folks.
Come on. Which of you, if your kid asks you for a fish or you give him a snake?
Right.
Your kid wants bread, you give him stone. Come on. You wouldn't do that. You know, sarcasm.
We'll come right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and I said earlier, but really, get that mortgage reviewed. Find out where you're at. How can you save money? I would do that now. I would not delay. Give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, a good shop. If you're involved in an accident of any kind, you want to get your vehicle back on track and fixed better than new, that's what a good shop does. They've got all the certifications, tools, training, and ability to make sure your vehicle is back as good as new and up to OE specs. That's what they do, OE being the original equipment manufacturer. Find a shop near you by going to klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
After a collision, You want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding A Good Shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
All right, folks, Roof Max, Dave Hart. And I know a lot of you aren't thinking much about your roof right now because it's covered with snow, but you realize that that snow and then the sun that comes later and the drying out and the cooling off and the drying out and the cooling off and all those temperature swings do nothing but wreak havoc on your roof. You also know that your shingles today have a lot less asphalt in them than they ever did before. That's where Dave comes in. He can rejuvenate that roof, make it last up to 15 years longer than it currently does, and he'll give you a free roof inspection and tell you exactly how it works. 303-710-6916. Again, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I think it's getting a little slick outside as well, so folks, be safe if you're out traveling around. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Bill joining us now. Bill, welcome.
Hey, we're having climate change out here. It's called winter. It happens every year.
Yeah, good one, Bill.
We need a government program to stop this, Bill.
Please.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Biden just shut down the pipeline. That's going to help us all, because if we stop burning oil, then that's going to solve all the world's problems, right?
Yeah. I feel warmer already.
There you go. I would advocate that we need to start going around to the Democrat households and jerking the natural gas lines out from the side of the building, because I'm sure they don't want to be burning fossil fuel when it's 10 degrees out. They set up a windmill or maybe a solar panel.
You bring a great point up. I don't see too many of them out there with a wrench turning off the valve to the gas lines coming inside the house. Bill, they're all a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, but they want to shut down all the oil, because then somehow we're going to use less. All that's going to do is drive up prices.
Mm-hmm.
Supply and demand. But, of course, they all went to public school, and they can't figure that out, can they?
They don't know math either,
they're
Bill.
They're all racist. They're racist.
You know, each one of those gas lines is a mini pipeline.
It is, actually.
They're killing off all the wildlife.
You know, it would really scare most, even conservatives, Bill, if you really were able to slice up the United States. I mean, it's all over the world, but you sliced up the United States and showed exactly how much infrastructure we really have and how many lines are in the ground of, you know, electricity and communications and pipelines and water lines and sewer lines and gas lines and on down the line we go. These people are absolutely nuts if they think one more pipeline is going to have any ill effect.
Now, liberalism is a mental illness.
It really is, Bill. It really
they
is.
They are mentally ill. I was going to also say regarding the Christians, they seem to be really after the Christians, mocking the Christians. But let's look around. When you have a health problem, do you go to Presbyterian St. Luke's?
Yeah.
Do you go to St. Anthony's North?
Right.
Do we go to St. Luke's, St. Joseph's? I don't see an Ahmed Central anywhere or Mohammed
Good point. No, you bring a great point.
They're all about killing people.
Yeah, great point, Bill.
Those evil Christians are about saving people.
Yeah. We can go all the way back in time in this country, even, Bill, and go back and learn that really it was the church that even started the school system we have today. It's all been screwed up by the left, of course, but the reality is the church had a lot to do with even the public school system way back when.
You know, John. Hello. Oh, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I was going to say that people don't realize that the SOL Network stands for Sisters of Charity,
right.
Leavenworth.
Right.
That was some Catholic sisters.
Yeah, I'd like
helping people.
Yeah, I mean, well, look at it this way: when did Jesus and the apostles ever try to make non-Christians live like Christians? Never, not once. But meanwhile, we have jihadis who will literally kill you if you don't act like them. We have big tech who will silence you if you don't act like them. You have every university which will throw you out if you don't speak like them. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and they were, wasn't it in the 60s that they were, you know, burning everything and knocking everything down because they wanted freedom of speech?
Yeah,
maybe they should look into their own history.
Amazing how the tables have turned. Well, it used to be back then too, Bill. The sticker, at least I remember as a kid driving around, question authority. That was the sticker of the day back when I was a kid. What's happened though is those same people have become the authorities, and they don't want to be questioned.
Exactly, because they know best, because they're so smart.
Yep, and I'm being serious. That's exactly what's happened. In our day when we were kids, question authority was a big bumper sticker. It was on every vehicle you'd see driving around, especially growing up in Boulder around a liberal college campus. That was everywhere, Beryl. You don't see that sticker anymore because those same people don't want to be questioned now.
Absolutely, and they must shut everybody down if they have a difference of opinion. What happened to the diversity of ideas and pluralism? We don't seem to have that anymore, do we?
Because they're all a bunch of hypocrites, Bill.
That's exactly right.
I've got a business equivalent of that, okay?
Okay.
John, have you ever seen employees who, you can tell, they just don't want to have a boss. They don't want somebody over them. When they move up and get in charge, they're the worst bosses around.
Oh, they're awful.
Yeah, they don't want anybody to be their boss, but the second they become a boss,
they're ruthless.
Control freaks.
That's right. That's the left, by the way.
Micromanagers, that's
right,
common.
Bill.
There you go.
Yep, they're micromanagers.
Very, very common.
Bill, good joy talking to you. Thanks for calling in. And Bill's the one that trained me years ago that being a liberal means you have a mental illness, and I've used that over and over again. Bill, thank you, because he is spot on. It is.
Oh, yes.
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely hooked on controlling everybody around you, and facts and data mean absolutely nothing to you unless you can maneuver them.
Well, and to prove that point, Andy, look at what we're doing in regards to, you know, our education system and what used to be just simple, you know, math problems and things along those lines. We've now made everything more about how someone feels versus what the actual real answer is.
Right.
It's no longer 2 + 2 = 4. It's how do you feel about 2 + 2?
Yeah, because they are no longer interested in equipping people for success. They're only interested in creating people in their image.
And the problem we have, to dovetail into what Andy just said, we talk about this a lot, and I'm going to keep talking about it because it hasn't been fixed yet. We wonder where all these people are going to come from to build things. Houses.
Right.
Cars. Fix the plumbing in your house. Put a roof on your house. And go down the list. We always wonder where are those people going to come from, because it's always this, well, not in my household or not in my backyard. In other words, I'm not sending my kid to be a plumber. I'm not sending my kid to be an electrician. I'm not going to send my kid to be an auto technician, even though they can do better doing that than they can a lot of the other jobs that are out there. But my point is this, Andy, without people doing the things that we just said, how does the country even run? How do we even, down the road, how do we even sustain the life we have?
My recommendation for all of them, John, is that your philosopher kid needs to marry a plumber, because someone's got to pay the bills.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, sorry. The real work, people still pay for that. And, oh, by the way, they pay quite a bit.
Well, and I think, you know, some of you are always asking, and this is where I differ with even some realtors and stuff that are out there right now, because there's some realtors out there talking about, you know, housing bubble and things are going to crash and so on. And, guys, I don't believe that. And partially why I don't believe that is the sheer utter demand of what's needed in new houses across the country, not just in Colorado, but across the country, because of the generation now, the second biggest generation born outside of the baby boomers is now buying houses.
Right.
People forget that. Without tradesmen, like we just mentioned, to build said houses and to put those people up, guess what? We're going to continue to have this shortage that we've got in this housing world, I believe, for quite some time, because we're not filling that gap even as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't have a subprime loan crisis.
No, we do not.
Going on. And that's what brought about the last housing crash. We have nothing like that going on
no.
right now. All
no,
we have,
lack of supply.
Is rising demand.
Yeah, thank you. More demand, not enough supply. So
right.
There is no crash coming, folks. And I mean, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. But if you look at the numbers, look at the data, look at the things that we're talking about, and then realize that there's not enough people out there to even fill the gap for what we're talking about, this problem is going to be here for a while. It's not going anywhere.
I agree. And you know what really disgusts me in all this, to go political again? We just talked about how these colleges aren't putting out people who are able to do any of those things that you just described. But Joe Biden wants to pay all their student loans off.
I know. That's the craziest
thing
I've ever heard.
With tax dollars being paid by plumbers, electricians, carpenters, and so forth.
Toby, you're next. Welcome.
Good afternoon, John.
How are you, Toby?
I'm fine. Sitting here watching it snow a little. But anyway, you was talking about all the Democrats. I think they just want you to become them clones.
Yes. Yes.
You
exactly.
Know, you're not supposed to say anything that they don't say. You know, you're not supposed to have an opinion. You're not supposed to have a mind. And to me, that's what the Democrats have. They have no mind.
You're right.
Each one of them sounds like a parrot. Repeat and repeat, repeat.
Yep.
That's what we can call them.
Yep. No, you're right, Toby. Thank you. Well said. I can't say it any better than that. She's spot on.
Yeah.
She's exactly right. A Dem clone.
Because there's no greater control over someone than to make them be you.
Think like you, act like you, talk like you, have the same facts as you.
Yep.
On down the line we go.
Exactly. I mean, it's the micromanaging boss. It's the overbearing parent. It is the government official with godlike power. It's Polis.
It's the Karen at the supermarket.
Oh, it's the Karen next to you who lives next to you who will report you if you don't wear the mask like them. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
I hate Karens.
I do too. I despise them.
So you know.
I really do.
There's nothing that grinds on me more than a Karen. Maybe Andy, it's in, like you. I worked retail the majority of my adult life. It's just been the last few years I have not. And maybe it's because of working retail all those years and just knowing how much hell a Karen can unleash on you.
Yeah.
In the retail environment, right?
Yeah, and they get off on it. They feel the power.
They do. They just love it.
It's a power surge. They don't have enough purpose in their own life unless they wreck yours.
And by the way, if you're a conservative, Karen, please stop.
Oh, please.
I mean that. Really, stop. And I know there are some conservative Karens out there because I've seen you on Facebook.
Yes.
I've watched you. I've watched your posts. I've watched the way you've behaved. And you're no different than they are, only you're coming from the right side, they're coming from the left, but you're just as bad.
Awful.
Am I right?
Oh, yes.
And by the way, you're a huge turnoff. You're not helping our cause.
No, they're very divisive.
Yeah, you are actually killing our cause. You're not helping it. You'd be better off to go away.
I'd be happier.
Okay, we'll come right back. Novus Auto Glass is next, and they want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs when it comes to vision. And right now, folks, when you're looking out the window, you're like, hey, I'm having a hard time seeing. I can't get the windshield wipers even wipe correctly. If it's all pitted up because of, you know, the gravel and the other things we have on our roads, you may need a new windshield to see clearly. And if that's the case, go to Novus Auto Glass. Find a location near you, and they work with all insurance companies. It's NOVUS, Novus. Find them at RushToReason.com.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at RushToReason.com.
All right, folks, it's Dream Auto Repair. As we look outside and watch the snow fall, as we were just talking to Toby a moment ago, it's a reminder, make sure you've got great tires on your vehicle, and if some of you are slip-sliding around tonight and you need new tires, we've got the place to go. That's Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, and they can get those tires on tomorrow, most likely. Just call them and ask. KLZradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, and I know we've been hitting the left pretty hard, but that's what we do, and I feel like right now that's what really needs to happen, because people need to know the truth, need to know what's going on. And one of those things, again, that just Andy and I were talking about a moment ago, but this whole Karen situation and what Karens are in a lot of ways allowed to do, it's unnerving. On top of that, we look at COVID and how the Karens have really jumped into the fray, if you would, when it comes to COVID. COVID has really given Karens the power they've always longed for.
Yes.
Right?
COVID is the greatest thing that has ever come along for Karens. It is their steroids. It has absolutely empowered them.
They love it.
Everybody else is miserable.
They love it.
They act miserable, but they are thrilled.
They love it. They want to make sure you're wearing your mask to and from the parking, you know, in the parking lot, to and from the car. They want to make sure you're wearing it in the store, that it's not below your nose. They're now going to make you wear two masks because one's not good enough.
Right.
And by the way, I'm going to do like the NASCAR drivers, Andy.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe those of you that don't watch NASCAR don't know how this works, but in NASCAR, and or open wheel racing and those kinds of things, not so much NASCAR, but open wheel racing typically, they've got this face shield on their helmet.
Right.
Where they have the ability to peel the protective covering off, you know, the clear covering, they can peel that off one layer at a time. So when they get a little, you know, dirty and nasty and they can't see anymore, they just reach up, peel that one off, and they can see again.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very common in the open wheel racing world. So I want a mask that does that.
That's why I wear about several pairs of contact lenses.
Oh, you just peel them off.
Yeah.
Well, I want to do it with a mask. I'm going to start peeling them off and leaving them in the aisles. As you're going through the store, you just peel one off, throw it down. Peel one off, throw it down.
That's funny.
What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, John.
I mean,
just please do me a favor and do everyone a favor. Don't peel anything else off and throw it
off. No, don't worry. I won't.
Just the mask.
We've gotten to the point where we're just, it's becoming lunacy, Andy. You know, they now, I'm not joking, we talked about it some yesterday, they literally now, Fauci, little dictator himself, is advocating, and Kamala Harris and others are advocating that we actually wear two masks, the cloth mask and then a medical mask on top of that.
Wow.
I'm not exaggerating. Charlie, I'm right, correct? This is what's now coming down the pike. John, they want you to wear two.
John, for crying out loud, you and I don't like masks.
I hate
we
them.
Wear them only when we absolutely have to stay out of trouble.
That's right.
And yet, virtually everybody you and I know who is big into masks has caught what?
COVID.
They've all caught COVID. Okay? And I feel bad because a few of them, a couple of them have gotten very sick. We have one who calls in once a month.
I'm not laughing at them. I'm just laughing.
I care about them as people. But for goodness sake, these are people who have been lecturing you and me, once a month, but they've been lecturing you and me about mask, 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 mask.
Right.
And then they catch it and we don't. Now, I'm not saying we never will. Probably will. It goes around everywhere. But I've never caught it once. And I wear masks only if I have to the rest of the time. Well,
only when you're forced to, Andy. Let's say it correctly.
And I get together. Yes. And I get together with groups of people who aren't wearing masks and don't care. This is ridiculous. It doesn't help.
No, it does not help.
Pull us.
And two masks aren't going to help any more than the one did.
No. And here's another thing. You always say, John, how everybody with a mask touches their face.
Oh, always.
How much are you going to touch it with two?
More than you are now.
Now you've got two that are shifting around.
More than you are with one.
Oh, my gosh.
This whole thing, and I've said it numerous times, and I will keep saying it. If, this is a huge if because it never is going to happen, if people wore masks the way the medical professionals do in a hospital room, in an operating room,
right,
I'd be for it. They put the mask on. You know, they scrub down. You've seen the movies. They scrub down. Somebody else is helping them put the gloves on, putting the gown on, all that. They walk into the operating room. They put their mask on after they've got all their surgical gear on, and everything is sterile at that point. And then they put their mask on at that point. And guess what? They're not dinking with it the rest of the time they're in the operating room.
Right.
They're doing their thing, right?
Right.
And when they're done, where does the mask go, Andy?
Trash.
They're not wearing it out in public.
No.
They're not hanging it off the rearview mirror.
Not at all.
They're not hanging it off their monitor in their little cubicle desk thing they've got nearby the operating room, are they?
I have mine in my pocket where you're not supposed to put it. Why? Because I don't care.
Because I don't care either.
By the way, I want somebody to do all of that, put on your gloves and your mask and all this to assist you before you come in and do the show every day. I think that'd be kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, we should. You kind of feel like that anymore, actually.
You kind of feel that way. But anyway,
ridiculous.
I said, John, everybody who's a mask zealot seems to be catching COVID.
The masks aren't helping, folks. We just need to get rid of them, get back to normal, get going. It's interesting, too, that we've seen different places in the country now start to open back up, even though nothing happened other than the presidential change.
Yeah.
The data hasn't changed. That state's data hasn't changed. But now, magically, they're okay to be open?
Yeah. With an inauguration, we can suddenly shut down the Denver, center?
The hospital, the convention center.
Yeah, the convention
the hospital
center.
Was
hospital.
There. Yeah.
Suddenly, we can shut it down with the inauguration of a new president. This is nuts.
It is totally nuts. So, listener sent me this. By the way, thank you guys when you send me things. I really do mean that. I don't get to use everything that gets sent to me, but I still look at it. I put it in my notes. A lot of days we talk about it. Some days we don't. In this case, I'm going to. 2020 in review. Just associated with COVID, Andy. Not even the other nonsense that we're all subjected to. Countless unnecessary deaths. This is COVID. Destroyed family businesses. Civil rights attacks, family separation, housing crisis, health crisis related to other illness, political chaos, family economic havoc, relocations due to reduced income opportunities, high debt, increased suicide, and politicization of science. All of that, folks, coming from COVID. And that's right, by the way. Whoever you were, listener, I appreciate that very much. You're spot on.
Spot on. Couldn't put it better myself.
Couldn't say it any better. It's exactly right. It's just... It's sad, actually, that we literally have ruined certain people's lives. I mean that sincerely. We've ruined lives over something that the death rate of was really no different than a lot of other diseases we've had in the past or viruses in the past.
No. No. I mean, we've had to expand what we're going to call a COVID death. Anything where COVID is present, we call a COVID death. Or is alleged as present.
Right.
We call it COVID death. There have been over 400,000 COVID deaths. Really? Have there been over 400,000 more deaths?
No, there has
in
not
America
been. There has
since
not been.
This started.
I had somebody challenge me when I said a week or so ago that COVID being politicized to win an election is probably the greatest gift the liberals ever got. And I had somebody actually challenge me on that and say, you really think COVID was acted in a political manner to win an election? I'm like, I'd bet my life on it. Absolutely, it
Absolutely.
Was. And you're looking at things now over the course of this past week to prove my point.
Right.
The things that have now been opened back up, the hospital down here being shut down. I mean, I can go down the list of things that have happened since the inauguration and in the election of Joe Biden in regards to COVID. What's interesting, though, this is where I really found this interesting, Andy. It almost makes you wonder what the left was thinking. None of this happened until he actually became president.
Can I say partly why?
Sure.
Can I use the word morons?
Yeah.
Okay. For you morons, sorry, who think that this was not politically motivated, newsflash, they also want the economy to be better under Biden. And this crushed the economy. If you think that these restrictions don't kill the economy, they do.
You're crazy.
Now they loosen them. Now they can say, Joe, help bring the economy back. Am I right?
No, you're right. Spot on, Andy. All right, Purefoy Chevrolet's up next, folks. And as we talked about the weather tonight, and you may be at a point where you just, hey, I just need a new vehicle. And if that's you, go to Purefoy Chevrolet. New Chevrolets on the lot, ready to go. They can order you something if they don't have it, and used cars as well, and a full assortment of those. Fort Lupton, not much of a drive. It's like going back in time to buy a car. 303-659-8311. That's purefoychevrolet.com.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purefoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance, and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town, and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purefoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purefoy, and he's such a genuine man. He is willing to do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purefoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Just a few minutes left of today's show. Been myself, Andy, and Charlie. I know the weather's been a little bad today, but hey, guys, don't complain. We need it. A lot of businesses out there need it. We need the moisture. This will help us as we head into fire season this next year. And let's not forget that it wasn't that long ago we had raging fires up in the mountains that destroyed many, many homes. Some of those folks are still without homes. And I had a phone call yesterday from some of the folks in Grand County just asking questions about all of that. And, you know, how did I fare and so on. And you know what? I'm fine. But I can tell you, I guarantee you, the person I was talking to had other conversations that were not so pleasant on her end. I'm sure many people are still trying to figure out what are they doing for housing, how do they get their home rebuilt. We need the moisture, folks. So don't complain as you're driving home. Just realize this is one of those things we need. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, for Wellness Wednesday. Enjoy your evening. If you missed the first hour, it's next. Myself, Andy, and Charlie signing off. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.